This is a special comment about my workplace. Not Reeves, but the other place. And it happened in a little incident earlier today when one of my fellow coworkers basically went... I can't think of that guy's name. The guy on Network, the movie Network. You know the guy that says, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore? Well, this guy basically had that kind of moment. And this is my moment in a sense. But I'm going to be a lot more calmer. You see, I can't stand incompetence. I can't stand stupidity. I can't stand people who should know better. And the biggest problem in my workplace is the fact that we have managers who aren't managing. They're bureaucrats. They don't know how to manage people. And I've been in the situation of managing people before. Granted, it was only a few people. It really wasn't that difficult a job, but the thing I learned most is if your people are happy, job performance goes up. If you make things clear, if you have good lines of communication, if you have a truly open door policy, then everything will be copacetic. And that's the problem. There are no good lines of communication. There is no consistency. You know, it seems like whims rule the day there. And the fact of the matter is that it all stems from the top. When you have bad management, it creeps all the way down to the bottom. If the employees are unhappy, the customers are going to be unhappy. And management is not that complex. Basically, you set what the expectations, the guidelines, the job requirements, and all this, and you make sure your people can meet them. And you make sure they're happy. If it means a pat on the back to somebody when they make a big mistake and just say, hey, don't worry about it. The fact of the matter is, most of the managers are just going by the Walmart book. And the Walmart book is written by people who I frankly don't think have ever truly managed people in a retail environment before. Or if they have, they've forgotten what it's like. You see, there's almost no flexibility in the Walmart Corporation for managers. It's basically, it's run like the Navy. And the problem is, it's not the military. Walmart's not the military. You're in a people-oriented business, and your first line of contact is a cashier or a sales associate. And if they feel, if their work environment's awful and horrendous and so really negative that they don't really want to be there, guess what the customer's going to feel like? They're not going to be happy. So that's the important thing about management, in my opinion, is the fact that they should be concerned. It shouldn't be the main concern necessarily, but it should be a concern about morale in a store. If morale is low, things have to be changed to improve morale. And I'm not talking about the Marine thing, but the beatings will continue until morale improves. I'm talking about talking to people and say, hey, why is everybody so negative? Why is everybody so bitchy? Why is everybody so cranky and gossipy? And be honest with people. Now, in the next one I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you if what I would do if I were in charge.